This office is Webb, route looking for South Texas. A1, today and tonight, there is a slight chance of thunderstorms for locations to the east of Interstate 37 today. Any thunderstorms that do develop will have the potential to produce a large hail, gusty winds, dangerous lightning, and heavy downpours. The severe threat will end this evening. Days 2 through 7, Tuesday through Sunday. Isolated thunderstorms are anticipated for Saturday afternoon and evening over the Victoria Crossroads region. Expect small craft advisory conditions Sunday over the offshore waters. Otherwise, no hazardous weather is expected. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will be required. Here are the 10 a.m. South Texas weather observations. At Corpus Christi, cloudy. Temperature 72 degrees, dew point 67, and relative humidity 84%. Wind south at 18 miles an hour. The pressure 29.75 inches and falling. Across the area, maybe Corpus Christi, partly sunny. Temperature 72 degrees. Kingston, cloudy. Temperature 72 degrees. Alice, cloudy. Temperature 72 degrees. Brownsville, partly sunny 78 degrees. Laredo, cloudy. Temperature 75 degrees. San Antonio, cloudy. Temperature 68 degrees. Victoria, cloudy. Temperature 71 degrees. At Port Aransas, wind southeast at 3 knots. Sea water temperature 68 degrees. 90 nautical miles east of Port Aransas, southeast winds at 12 knots. Sea water temperature is 68 degrees. Winds are 6 feet with a period of 7 seconds. 35 nautical miles southeast of Baffin Bay, southeast winds at 10 knots. Sea water temperature is 70 degrees. Winds are 5 feet with a period of 8 seconds. Once again, in Corpus Christi, cloudy, the temperature 72 degrees.
The current time is 10:40 a.m. Central Standard Time.
The forecast for the Corpus Christi area, west of today, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the lower 80s and wind in the upper 70s coast. South wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid 50s and wind in the upper 50s coast. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid 80s and wind near 80 coast. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour, shifting to the north in the afternoon. Port Aransas jet tides today. Low at 6:12 a.m., high at 3:07 p.m. Tuesday, low at 6:56 a.m., high at 3:14 p.m., low at 8:07 p.m., high at 11:41 p.m. Sea water temperature at Port Aransas is 68 degrees. Port O'Connor tides today. Low at 10:01 a.m., high at 8:41 p.m. Tuesday, low at 10:49 a.m., high at 9:18 p.m. Sea water temperature at Port Lavaca is 69 degrees. Here is that synopsis for the Middle Texas coastal waters. Moderate onshore flow will gradually weaken through the afternoon as the surface drop approaches the coast, and an upper level disturbance will provide a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Winds will become southwesterly early Tuesday morning as a weak front moves into the area. Moderate offshore flow is expected by Tuesday afternoon. Onshore flow will occur Wednesday through Friday in response to a series of upper level disturbances. The marine forecast for the Bay waters from Baffin Bay to Port Aransas. Today, southeast wind 10 to 15 knots. There is slightly choppy to occasionally choppy. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, south wind 10 to 15 knots becoming southwest 5 to 10 knots after midnight. There is slightly choppy to occasionally choppy decreasing to smooth after midnight. Tuesday, northwest wind around 10 knots shifting north in the afternoon. There is smooth to slightly choppy increasing to slightly choppy in the afternoon. Tuesday night, northeast wind 5 to 10 knots. There is smooth to slightly choppy. The marine forecast for the Bay waters from Port Aransas to Port O'Connor. Today, southeast wind 10 to 15 knots. There is slightly choppy to occasionally choppy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. tonight. Southeastbound 10 to 15 knots, becoming southwest 5 to 10 knots after midnight. There is slightly choppy to occasionally choppy, decreasing to smooth after midnight. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Tuesday, northwest wind around 10 knots, shifting north in the afternoon. There is smooth to slightly choppy, increasing to slightly choppy in the afternoon. Tuesday night, north wind 5 to 10 knots, becoming northeast after midnight. There is smooth to slightly choppy, decreasing to smooth after midnight. The marine forecast for the coastal waters out to 20 nautical miles from Baffin Bay to Matagorda Ship Channel. Today, south wind 10 to 15 knots, sea is 2 to 3 feet, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, south wind 10 to 15 knots, sea is 2 to 3 feet, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Tuesday, west wind around 10 knots shifting north in the afternoon. Seas 2 feet. Tuesday night, northeast wind 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. The marine forecast for the coastal waters from Baffin Bay to the Matagorda Ship Channel out to 60 nautical miles. Today, south wind around 15 knots, decreasing to 10 to 15 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, south wind 10 to 15 knots. Seas 2 to 4 feet. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Tuesday, west wind around 10 knots shifting north in the afternoon. Sea is 2 to 3 feet. Tuesday night, northeast wind 5 to 10 knots. Sea is 2 to 3 feet.
Notable but below river flood levels expected on the Nueces River, Oyster Creek. For the Nueces River at Cotulla. Latest stage, 9.2 feet at 9 a.m. Monday. Flood stage, 15 feet. Incoming caution stage, 9 feet. Forecast, the river will continue with heavy snowfall. For the Nueces River near Brentford, latest stage, 14.2 feet at 7 a.m. Monday. Flood stage, 18 feet. Incoming caution stage, 12 feet. Forecast, the river will continue with snowfall. For the Nueces River at Kellowden, latest stage, 6.2 feet at 8 a.m. Monday. Flood stage, 7 feet. Incoming caution stage, 6 feet. Forecast, wind flooding is expected, with the river expected to remain around 6 feet for the next several days. For the Oyster Creek near Corpus Christi, latest stage, 11.9 feet at 6 a.m. Monday. Flood stage, 20 feet. Incoming caution stage, 11 feet. Forecast, wind flooding is expected, with the river expected to continue with snowfall. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for the latest weather information as additional rainfall may affect crest forecasts.